area is unrecoverable so as to ensure the protection of the privacy of the persons in custody concerned. As regards the question about the face covering regulation, I've mentioned previously the rationale behind that regulation, and we will keep the situation in review and we'll review the legislation as and when appropriate. Regarding fake news, jurisdictions worldwide are facing problems of doxing, hate speech, discriminatory remarks, and false information into the internet and social media. This information not only confuses the public, but also divides the society, incites hatred, and compromises public order and even national security. We note that some overseas jurisdictions have introduced legislation to combat fake news in recent years. The laws of different places vary in terms of their legislative intent. Some jurisdiction adopts a comprehensive approach with a fake news specific legislation, while some jurisdiction focus on election specific falsehoods or deception that intend to influence the electoral process. And some jurisdiction has a dedicated law to regulate unlawful content on social network. The Hong Kong SAR government is making reference to the experience of other countries and regions in tackling fake news with a view to working out a set of effective regulatory proposals appropriate to the local legislation, local situation. Proper public consultation will be conducted before putting forward any legislative proposals. Members have also raised many specific questions and request statistics regarding the police complaint system. In the interest of time, that will be provided after the meeting today. Thank you. That concludes my response. I would like to pass the mic to Ms. Chow.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In response to the query on the consideration factors upon receipt of a notification of a public meeting, that actually Hong Kong residents enjoy the freedom and the right to peaceful assembly,